Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iTunes, iHeart, and Spotify, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Today my topic will be, remember Lot's wife, never look back. As a child, as I told you, I read the Bible at a real early age, and that was one of the stories in the Old Testament that caught my attention. Lot was Abraham's nephew, and God told Abraham not to take anybody with him to the new land, but he was disobedient and he took Lot. So it came to the point where they knew they had to separate and go their separate ways. So Lot went and took his family to Sodom, and what a mistake. I tell you, God hates sin, and that place became a very sinful place, let me tell you. So Abraham prayed that, you know, if it was one saved person, if God would just save that city. So God obeyed Abraham's request, and he sent two angels down to protect Lot. And he told Lot to get out of the city because he was getting ready to destroy that city. It was so much homosexuality going around in Sodom at that time, and God was very, very angry with those people. And I had an opportunity to attend Franklin's Graham Decision Tour last week here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And it was truly amazing. The worship service was great. And it was amazing when Franklin came out and preached about Lot's wife. Because that has always been an inspiration for me from a child, that when you leave a bad situation, to never, never look back. And I strictly put in my mind what happened to Lot's wife when she became disobedient. And what I am told, she is still standing there way in a pillar of salt where God put that salt on her, and when she looked back and became disobedient. But I tell you, sin will cause you to go some places that you do not want to go. So I beg you to get born again and get God in your life and get saved and find out the purpose that he put you here on this earth to be, and go out and be a blessing to someone else. You're not supposed to be selfish in this world, even though there's a lot of selfish people in this world. But when you start knowing that you're selfish, you know right then that you're not walking in the will of God for your life. And he will not bless you as long as you're selfish. He'll put some stuff on you till you come to the realization that in order to be blessed, you got to be a blessing to someone else. But the strange thing about that Lot situation, when the angels came to his house, the homosexual guys was trying to surround Lot's house and get those men. They must have been fine because they surrounded the house and tried to break in and get those men. But how do you know, God, how many of you know that God will protect you in the time of trouble? So the angels locked the door, and you know, the men went away, and when they went away, you know, they escaped. And one thing God requested was for them to not look back. And Lot's wife, I don't know what made her look back, because she was definitely going to a better place. But she just took a glance back. Just a glance. She didn't really look back. She took a glance at to what she left. And that's when God made her into a pillar of salt. So that simple action destroyed her life forever. So I'm here to tell you, when you leave a bad situation, whether it's an abusive situation, whether it's just a situation that you're down on your luck, you're homeless, you're depressed, you're angry, when you leave those situations, don't go back and remember what you had to go through. Always look forward and press towards the mark that God is putting in your life to obtain. Because when He deliver you, He's delivering you to a better situation. So I have no clue why anybody would want to look back, stay back, or even want to think about their past. Because if your past have not been good, why would you even want to think about it? Or why would you even want to be with the people from your past that has caused bad things to happen in your life? Remember, when God delivers, He sets free. And when you're free, you're free indeed. So walk towards that mark that God is sending you to. Because when He shuts a door, He's definitely opening a better door. So don't try to bring anything from your past into your future. Because you have people from your past that do not want to see you prosper. And they will do anything and everything. They even may like they're your friends. They'll smile in your face and stab you in your back. So be careful who you're hanging around. Be careful who you're trying to bring into the future. Because everybody from your past is not meant to go into the destiny that God has for you. So pray to God, asking for that discernment. Listen to God. Follow His instructions, because He will never leave you into the wrong direction. He will always lead you up the right path. And when you get to the path that He has led you to, because He can see what's around the corner, you cannot see. So when He's trying to move you into a direction, go to that in that direction. Because believe me, Satan is on your back trying to move you away from that direction that God is trying to take you to. So when you get bogged down, when you get depressed, know that God is trying to move you into a direction towards Him so that you may have a great life and be a blessing and find the purpose what He put you here to do. One thing I remembered about Lot's wife is that even though she was right 2-3 steps away from her destiny that was going to make them have a better life, what made her turn and look back is truly amazing. Because like I said, she didn't come from a good situation. Because you had all this sexual sin going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. And by Lot being a godly man, because he was connected to Abraham, she just didn't listen. She just didn't listen. She didn't listen to Lot. She didn't listen to God. And look where it got her. When you don't listen to God, you need not expect God to listen to you. And when you mistreat people, he will not listen to your prayers either. So do what you have to do to find out what your destiny is in God and see what he placed you on this earth to be and step out and do it. All it takes is one step. Like it took one glance for her to look back, it will only take one step for you to move forward into that destiny that God has placed you here to be. And I tell you, folks, when you step into that destiny that God has placed you here to be, there's no turning back. Don't look back. Don't turn back. Cut some people off. Don't feel bad you got to cut them off. Because when you realize that God has your back and he's moving you into a direction that will cause you to be a blessing to the people that he placed in your life, your life will never, never, never be the same. And when your life is never the same, you have peace, you have joy, and you have love. You can love those enemies. And believe me, he's going to make them your footstool, just like the Bible says. But show them love. Don't worry about what they're saying about you. Don't worry about what they're trying to do against you. Because when God has your back, no weapon formed against you will prosper. So keep that in mind. Start walking towards God and see how your life will change. And when you are able to give and be a blessing to someone else, that is the best feeling on this earth. There's no better feeling than to be a blessing to someone that's down on their luck. Again, I want you to remember to take that step towards God today. Because as the Bible tells us, tomorrow is not promised. So take the step today and walk towards God. Let him change your life. Let him guide and lead you in the direction that he put you on this earth to be. And trust me, you will be so thankful and grateful that you made that decision to walk with God and to do what he put you on this earth to be. As I say, don't take those gifts to the grave. He didn't give them to you to keep it to yourself. He gave you your gifts to be a blessing, because you never know what you have on the inside of you that will bless someone else on this earth and to bring them to the place where God wants them to be. I remember when I was attending the Upper Room Church of God in Christ, Pastor Wooden has a radio broadcast here in Raleigh as well, or he was on an interview, and these two guys was going to Florida. They was on their way to Florida to get married. And if anybody know Pastor Wooden, he's a strict advocate against homosexuality. And fortunately that day he was talking about homosexuality and what will happen if you continue in that lifestyle. So this guy made his partner turn around and find this church. He had left his wife because of that lifestyle. He had lost everything he had. So by the time he got to Pastor Wooden, and Pastor Wooden informed him about Jesus and what Jesus would do for his life, this man is working in that church today as one of the top officials in that church. And he has gone back and picked up his family. He has gone back and picked up his family, and he's living the life God has for him on this earth. Now, we all make mistakes, but we do not have to lay down and waddle in the mistakes that God, Satan, has tried to move us away from God in. So once you realize it's an attack of Satan, you just have to make a conscious decision that you are not going to be doing what Satan is trying to place you on this earth to do. Because he's mad. He's mad because he knows his time is getting short. So again, I am broadcasting from Boshani Radio, iTunes, iHeart, and Spotify, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to learn more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. I thank you for listening to my broadcast each week, and I hope there are blessings to your life. Be blessed until next week.
In Manhattan, you are listening to BoshaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BoshaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.